Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
International travel will be on the cards again after July 19th, when the government plans to roll out the EU Digital Green Cert, which will be available for the vaccinated COVID-19 recoveries and people with a negative PCR test, those three groupings. We're implementing the system here in Ireland some weeks after other European countries who are introducing it from the 1st of July. But Ryanair has today called for the immediate resumption of air travel, criticising, and I quote, the bogus and non-medical fears about the Delta variant in the UK, which is not resistant to vaccines. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Gabriel Scally. But first, I'm joined by Eddie Wilson, who's CEO of Ryanair. Eddie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Can I ask you this, based on what you're saying? Because the ECDC said that the Delta variant is 40 to 60% more transmissible than the Alpha or the UK, the original variant. They say it may be associated with higher risk of hospitalisation. And they're also saying that it can also infect people who have received only one dose of the vaccine. What about that is bogus, Eddie?
Yeah, look, the simple point that we made today is that a third of the population here now have had two vaccinations, and there is no reason as to why they can't travel. There's no medical reason whatsoever as to why they can't travel. That's already happening. Like, Europe to Europe is already traveling. It's like the United States, in terms of air travel, is back to normal at 2019 levels. We're part of the European Union. People have the right of freedom of movement, and we have we're one of the last countries. 18 other countries are now operating essentially the green cert, because you've got to do that in advance so that people get used to it. I was in Italy last week opening a new base for Ryanair with aircraft, unfortunately, that are probably going to come from Ireland. And I couldn't, even though I personally am double vaccinated, I couldn't load that onto the Italian app. I still had to get a PCR test. We need to turn that on. And the people who are double vaccinated should be allowed to travel today. But there's no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, you're saying it again. There's no reason they can't travel. Yeah. The one third who are fully vaccinated. Maybe the reason is the other side of that equation, the two thirds who aren't fully vaccinated or have no vaccine at all.
Somewhere. We have to start somewhere. We are an island nation within Europe, and we need to start. We were told that it's the 19th of July. The government has actually said that they have the system. Switch it on today. There is no reason why those people who we were told last year vaccines were coming, people have queued up now to get their vaccines. Why shouldn't they be able to move today?
Nearly four weeks early, Eddie.
No, there's no reason to stop them. What's the reason? The medical reason today, there is no medical reason for people who are double vaccinated, which is a third of the population here, can't start now.
Says who?
Says any reasonable common sense people, or the people who've got the vaccination, who are double vaccinated, are saying, what is the medical reason as to why they can't travel for essential and non-essential travel? There's no medical reason whatsoever.
Well, I'm not a medical expert, but we know what they're saying in terms of the transmission of the Delta variant here. It's gone in 1 week alone. In 1 week alone, it's gone from 5% to 20% of the new cases that we're getting. And you want travel to open up 4 weeks early.
No, I didn't say that. You know exactly what I said. What I said exactly was, please don't misquote me. What I said was that people who are double vaccinated, there is no reason to lock them up in Ireland any longer, and they should be allowed to travel. There is no medical reason for those people to do that. And they can do it with the vaccine passport today. If you enter Spain, Iceland, Greece, Germany, Finland, all those other 18 countries at the moment, you receive a PCR or you receive a QR code in advance. Greece did this last year, an excellent job of it, so that when you arrive at border control, they can tell whether you've got a PCR test, whether you've recovered from COVID, or whether you have a vaccination. And it looks like the app or the government aren't ready here yet for the whether you've recovered or whether they can take a feed from the PCR test. But the question today for Eamon Ryan is, why can't people who are double vaccinated not travel within the European Union? We've got a right to do that.
Public Health England, their study says that after two jabs, AstraZeneca's protection against symptomatic disease from Delta rises to 60%.
Like, we could use all the statistics you want. Matt Hancock has actually said that he's likely to lift the amber countries this week for vaccinated, for people who have had two vaccinations. The question is, if I'm vaccinated, we were told last year when we were all locked up that when vaccinations come, that will be the break point. Today, a third of the Irish population are double vaccinated. There's no reason for them not to travel within the European Union.
Are you using Matt Hancock in the UK as a barometer? Because they've deferred.
No, I'm not using him as a barometer. What I've actually said is that he's reported today as saying that that they're looking at a mechanism for double vaccinated people to travel to amber countries. So that's what's happened in the UK today.
Yeah, but because of the way Eddie, they've handled the Delta variant in the UK, they're having to defer reopening there.
We're talking about Ireland within the European Union. We've signed up for a traffic light system here. The traffic light system, we're late in any event to the 19th of July. Every 19 other countries or 18 other countries at the moment within the European Union are already operating the passport, and we haven't. Our government still hasn't brought it in, and they should switch it on today, because things don't just light up on the 19th of July. Mm-hmm. If you want to make a booking and go to another country, you have to be able to load up your double vaccination. Why can't they turn it on today?
Even for the
people on the 19th of July, if that's the case, mm-hmm. because they could actually, they can't do that. There is no mechanism from Ireland to the rest of the European Union, and more importantly, people from the European Union can't sign onto the Irish app because it's not there. But it's there for 18 other countries.
Would Ryanair accept a booking from parents and two children, for example, parents who are fully vaccinated and children under the age of 7 who, under the digital travel cert, don't have to get a PCR test, if I'm correct? They could transmit the under 7s. They could transmit the Delta variant.
But like you can accept travel today. Like, I mean, it's about the restrictions that are in each country. We implement, there's no rule today to say that 7-year-olds can't be part of a booking.
That's exactly my point.
Be going on essential travel. But look, like, you're missing the point. The point is, and why don't we concentrate on this? A third of the population are double vaccinated, pose no threat to anyone, and should be able to travel, not only from the 19th of July, but there's no reason why they can't go today. What's the answer to the third of your listeners out there who've gone through a double vaccination? Like, why should they wait any longer? What's the reason? What's the medical reason? We're always told there's a medical reason. There is no medical reason to stop them from travelling. The government should turn on that app, which they say they have at the moment, mm-hmm. and let those people travel. There's no medical reason whatsoever for that.
And that's your plea to Eamon Ryan. Before I let you go,
absolutely.
Would you be happy if that was turned on, as you say, today, right now, allow people to travel? But if Delta variant cases were to increase in this country, what if it had to be closed down again?
But like, Delta variants don't affect double vaccinated people. The key to this is...
That's not fully correct, Eddie.
No, hold on. If it's not the Delta variant, there'll be some other variants, because Europe and the United States and other parts of the world will be vaccinated in advance of other parts of the world. And it's absolutely inevitable that there won't just be the Delta variant. There'll be one after that, and there'll be another one after that, and it will keep going for the next number of years. Everybody knows that. But there's got to be a balance about getting back to normal. And today, the first stage of that should be, if you have the app, like the other, or the digital COVID cert, like the other European countries, switch it on so that people can start to move. It's quite simple.
Okay, Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair, thank you very much indeed.
I'm
joined as well by Dr. Gabriel Scally, who's visiting professor of public health at the University of Bristol. What's your reaction to that, Gabriel?
Well, it's very hard to react to. It's a whole mess of mixing up electronic certification about whether it's safe to travel and whether the variant is safe and whether the vaccines are. Some really strange claims in there. I think let's go through them logically. One, electronic certification is a good thing. No doubt about it, both for certification of vaccination and also for PCRs. I'm particularly concerned about PCRs because there have been far too many cases of false PCRs. They're available over the web, false ones and so on, bogus ones. And they're well over 100 a day detected in the UK border controls, you know. So, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
So you're saying fake PCRs, are you?
Sorry?
Are you saying fake PCRs? People that fraudulent
PCRs.
Absolutely. Okay, can you answer Eddie Wilson was saying in terms of that there is no medical reason for to keep people locked up who are fully vaccinated? I mean, is that not a fair point? People who are fully vaccinated, why not allow them to travel?
Well, it's not so much the people travelling, and it's wrong to say, you know, people pose no threat. Of course, people don't pose a threat. It's COVID-19 that poses the threat. And it's the Delta variant that poses the threat. And it is enormously more transmissible, and it's causing enormous problems. I mean, in the UK, it has taken over. And, you know, in the last 7 days, deaths have gone up 53%. Cases have gone up 44%, and admissions to hospital 25%. And the government's just had a press conference now, which actually is all about the success of vaccination in the UK. And they've done extremely well. It's now 3 out of every 5 adults have been fully vaccinated, which is, you know, very good. But despite that, the minister also quoted the data from the hospitals. And they've had over 500, looked at over 500 recent admissions to hospital, and 324 were unvaccinated. 87 people had one dose and 40 had two doses. And we know from the data from Public Health England that symptomatic illness of COVID-19, you can still get it if you've had two doses. And the protection is reduced to overall across the vaccines that are being used to 80%.
So just to underline what you're saying, and it goes to Eddie Wilson's point, and it's a pity Eddie couldn't stay on with us, but he was busy. But he says that a third of the population here are fully vaccinated. Why not allow them travel? But you're saying that even if you are fully vaccinated, you can still contract and get very sick from the Delta variant. Is that right?
That is right. That is right. Absolutely correct. And what we're engaged in is a race between the vaccine and the variant. And just look at the Scottish data. Scotland today had an enormous number of positives, and their positivity rate in testing is very high. And they're up near they are approaching some of the highest levels they've had in the entire pandemic in terms of cases today in Scotland. So my advice, you know, sitting on the English side of the Irish Sea, is keep the Delta variant out. If you absolutely can, do everything you can. Don't let it take over and throw everything at it to keep it under control as long as you possibly can to get the vaccination levels way, way up so that the virus can't transmit easily.
What about, and I'll let you go, I'll let you go on this really briefly if you don't mind. What about his point about proportionality? That if it's not Delta, it'll be another variant soon. You can't keep business and everyone else locked up for this long. You have to be proportionate.
Well, we do. And I do feel for the travel industry and particularly for the airline staff. And I think the government support for those people who are affected by that. But all the polling is really quite clear. Whatever the airlines say, an awful lot of a very high proportion of the population think this is not a time to engage in international travel and holiday making abroad until we really get the vaccination levels in the communities as high as they possibly can be. And people should be aware that when they're travelling abroad, they'll be going into a hugely mixed population of people from all over the world, no doubt, in some holiday places. And that poses its own problems in terms of what they get infected with and whether they bring it back.
Dr. Gabriel Scally, thank you very much indeed. And beforehand, Eddie Wilson of Ryanair.